The next patient is Bertha Lewis. Bertha is B-E-R-T-H-A, last name Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 4. The patient has a long history of arterial hypertension that was out of control for a lengthy period of time. This patient developed nephrosclerosis. The latest serum creatinine that was done on April the 18th, 2024, was 2.0. The VUN is 36, and the estimated GFR is 23. Protein and creatinine ratio, as well as albumin creatinine ratio, are pending. This patient has been very stable. She didn't have significant proteinuria in the past. We have to continue the close follow-up. Next patient, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is under control. She has taken a medication that includes the administration of irbesartan, hydralazine, as well as spironolactone. Following number, hyperkalemia. This time, the serum potassium was reported to be 5.3. That could be controlled paying more attention. She is paying attention to the low potassium diet that she has been educated for. However, we emphasize that need to continue and being strict. Following number. Iron deficiency anemia that is managed at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, we have been following the peripheral vascular disease, thoracic aneurysm, as well as an abdominal aortic aneurysm. We have to keep in mind that this patient was reluctant to the surgical approach that was offered at one time. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.